testing levels. Are we okay now? Mm-hmm. So can I ask you how old you were when you got married?
18. 18. Mm-hmm. And that was in 47. And I was married 5 years before we had any children. And it seems like, I'll swear I carried my son 10 months because I kept going back to the doctor and saying, why? Well, that October day, we walked, everybody walked. Nobody had a car, you know. And I was downtown to the doctor and he told me to go buy a 2-ounce bottle of castor oil and gobble it down. And it worked. It worked. It induced labor. And I didn't have any problems with my son. But 2 years later, my daughter, I had more problems with her. It seemed like my belly didn't go back, you know. It was drooping over and so forth, and my back was killing me. And I have some Polish aunts, and they gave me this corset. It was yay big, you know, about this big. Strings like you see in the movies, you know, string. You pull the strings, and you tighten the belt, and so forth. And it was a blessing to wear this corset during pregnancy. And if you got too much here, you know, you could loosen it there, and just by adjusting the strings or the straps. And the night that, the day that she was born, my second child was a girl, my husband got a call from Oklahoma that his father had just passed away. And he didn't want to go because I was late already for delivery, but I said, no, go because of the fact that you will see your child. We didn't know if it was boy or girl. Nobody knew nothing about that. But you won't see your father again. So he went there, and sure enough, that night, my mother came. We lived away from town. My mother came and my two cousins, which were twins, and one of them happened to have a car because we're miles from the hospital, one hospital in this town, and one could stay with my boy and one could drive my mother and I to the hospital and my cousins. And that's what happened because my husband was already out of town. So. But I had known, I didn't realize it at the time until later. I told my mother, I said, something wrong with my corset. The child had dropped, and it was loose, wherever it was, I don't know. It was loose, and I said, tighten these straps up, you know. And then I realized, oh, it's because of the droppage of the child. But she, the second time. I don't remember much about, because I told you that they knock us out, you know, at those days, they knock you out. Remember being in the bed and hurting like heck. But I don't remember any shots or anything. But I had, let's see, the first time after I came out of labor from the child number one, I had Charlie horses you wouldn't believe. I had all the nurses and the doctors rubbing everywhere. I assumed it was because of the stirrups. You know, I don't know how long I'd been up there on stirrups when the child was born. The second time, I had been fighting been to specialists for canker sores. They ran me through all these tests of being allergic to this or that, you know, and I'd take, they'd do the tests. And I did notice when I was pregnant, I did not have any canker sores. But the minute that she was born and I was put back in the room, I was peppered with canker sores. I don't know if you guys know what canker sores are in your mouth. Peppered, just peppered. And after that, I had them. And I swear it has something to do with the periods, you know. And I haven't had them since I no longer have periods. I no longer have the canker sores. So I don't know if it has anything to do with it or not, you know. But that was our deal on that.
So do you remember the drive to the hospital? Was it long?
Yeah, it was. It was long. We were maybe 15 miles or something like that to the hospital. And of course, the labor was not so pleasant, you know, but it just seemed like a long ways.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe the hospital at all, or how the intake situation, or how, what happened?
Well, it was, like I said, this town only had one hospital, and I don't remember going in or anything, but I do know that it's maybe 4 or 5 stories. And that you were put in with other women, not by yourself. And laying in bed, and the nurses would come in. Of course, they'd shave you first. And check your vitals. But I don't remember anything else than that.
Did they shave you with like a straight razor? Because the shaving implements are different back then.
It had to be a straight one. It had to be a straight one, yeah.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed like one of them, they didn't have time to shave me. But I don't know if that's my mind telling me that's true or not true. I don't know which. But it seemed like one of them, they didn't shave me because it came too soon. So I don't know if it was the first one or the second one.
But you were given the ether or scopolamine both times?
Mm-hmm. That's how they did it. It's I don't remember. Can't remember if it's a shot or it's a cup of your. No, I don't remember that. So that's all blank, and you really didn't come out of it till you were in your own bed at the hospital, and the baby was somewhere else. You didn't see the baby right away, you know. I don't know how long it was, but in the movies, they put it on your chest right away, you know. None of that. So, I really am thankful for the corset, and I don't remember exactly how I got the corset. I did have some strong Polish aunts, and one of them wore a corset all the time, so whether it was from her or what, but it was a blessing because it kills your back, and especially if you are weak in your back anyways, you know, and your muscles are weak from childbirth, and so.
Did the corset, this part that cinches, go above the belly or below the belly?
No, it went under your boobs and below your crotch, you hung out, you know, more or less. So you didn't have to take it off to go to the bathroom. You could just, it was open there.
So it just compressed everything inward.
Uh-huh. Put the looseness where that needed to be, or the tightness where the other need to be. And my daughter was born in July, so it was hot. And I do remember many days putting a tub of water on the floor and putting your feet in the water because of the fact that your feet swelled. So, mm-hmm. And we didn't, those days, nobody had air conditioning in your houses, you know. So you tried to get cool by putting your feet in the tub.
And this was in Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
It's humid there, too.
Yeah, at times, yeah. Well, it would happen here, too, because a lot of people didn't have air conditioning here either, you know. And then the first thing we had was evaporative coolers. And then the air conditioning got so we could afford the air conditioning. So
were you working during the time that you were pregnant?
Yes. I was working at a factory. I started working there maybe when I was about 19. And we had to take off. I think it was, we had 3 months late for delivery, I think it was. And it was forced taken off work, you know. And then I think you could be off 3 months after, something like that. So, and I went back after, too.
And there's no air conditioning at the factory?
No way. No way. Mm-mm. So
you were several months pregnant and working at a factory.
And working, mm-hmm. And if you work with a lot of women, it's pss, 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 pss. You know, she's bigger, she's far along than what she says she is, you know, or, oh my, she's big, or, oh, she's going to have a boy, she's going to have a girl, you know. It was those kind, you know, gaddy women, because it was all women, most all women that I worked with, so... And running machines, not dangerous machines. The only one that could have been dangerous was you kicked your feet forward to make it go, the machine come down. And the rest of them were, you used a pedal or something on the, pedal on your foot to make the thing, this little machine come down. So it...
Can you think back to when you were in the hospital after you woke up and mm-hmm. you were in a room? How many women are in a room with you?
I would say four. I don't truthfully remember, but I would say four. But maybe they weren't all there. I don't know. You know, the beds were there. So, and we lived in, which would be rural, and we had electricity, and I could not nurse my children. I didn't have any milk. Nearly starved my boy before the doctor said, well, you haven't got any milk. That's why kids starving to death. So being living in the country, we had electric stove. And when the power went out in the summer or winter, and no way of heating this baby's milk. So we'd go across the next door, and they had a gas stove, and I'd heat the baby's milk over there and come home and feed the baby until the power came back on again.
So what was the milk?
I had an awful time with my son. He couldn't keep anything down. It wasn't a formula, but I think it was we finally settled on, I don't know how many different milks we tried, but we finally settled on cream of wheat, and I boiled it, and it had to enlarge the straw so he could, not, it wasn't a straw, it was a nipple, so he could suck the cream of wheat in the milk in his system. But that was a struggle right there to try to find something that he could keep down and upchuck a lot. Yeah, so.
So was he was healthy young man then?
Yeah, he grew out of it. It just was the idea that he just couldn't drink milk. We must have weaned him on regular cow's milk or something, because we didn't have, I don't remember formula. I remember canned milk, you know, pet milk, carnation, or whatever. But I don't remember any, I don't remember anybody using formula. Maybe they could have, I don't know.
You don't realize how, what of an impact formula had.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, on women.
Mm-hmm, and I'm sure they have to try different kinds because people's stomachs aren't all alike.
I heard goat's milk was a good milk.
Yeah, that's, yeah, mm-hmm. So.
What about your second, your daughter?
Didn't have any problem with her, with milk. No, just the first one is to, it,
So she didn't breastfeed, though, but she had cow's milk, and she was fine.
Could not breastfeed. The doctor's words were, a big old cow like you haven't got any milk. That's exactly what he said, because my son keeps bringing that up all the time. So that's true. No milk.
How did you experience pregnancy? Did you gain a lot of weight? Or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you know, you're just way out here. I never got rid of the stretch marks, never. No, and in fact, today, I'm sure I would have them there, but I'm fighting this hernia. This, I won't embarrass you too much. Look at that hernia.
Oh, that looks so
and
painful.
It's harder, it's rocks right there. Oh, it's only on that
so
one side.
Painful.
And it's, feels like I'm pregnant on half side, you know. It's had four operations already on it.
So it's intestine pushing forward.
Yeah, and then I took Perdaxa. Have you heard of Perdaxa? They're advertising it on TV. Perdaxa is a blood thinner and bled internally and operation. The first time they operated on my hernia, they left a sponge in me for 3 months. I kept going back to the emergency. Something's wrong, you know, up chucking and sicker and a dog. And finally, somebody decided to take an x-ray, and you could see the sponge. Then that was operation number two. And then when I bled internally, they had to operate again. I've had four operations on this side. 9 pints of blood because, yeah, put a lawsuit against Perdaxa and got some money.
Good for you. Did you put a lawsuit against the sponge person?
No. No, but the hospital asked me... St. Luke's, it was, asked me to put a claim against them. They didn't want a lawsuit, and I didn't want to mess with that either. So they kept calling, the lawyers kept calling, and, well, you want to put this lawsuit, you know, against them. Name your price. So I didn't know nothing. And so that was in, I think, in 12, 2012, I believe. And so the senior center did provide a lawyer that volunteered to come and talk to you. So I made an appointment with him, and I asked him what I should tell him I would take. Well, he gave me this ridiculous little price. And so I thought, no. And so when they called, I upped the price. No problem.
So the price he gave you was too low.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As if he was working for them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
So, and I thought, no, that don't sound right. So here I go again from getting all the information on the Perdaxa, the bleeding internally.
Mm-hmm.
So that was no fun.
Did you have any residual health stuff from having the babies?
Oh, you kept soda crackers at your bedside. I don't know if you guys had soda crackers to try to keep your upchuck down. And before you put your feet on the floor, you would eat the soda cracker. Well, it didn't always work. And because I didn't accept it too good, and I upchucked a lot. So,
how was it when you had your baby home? How was home life with the baby?
It was all right, you know. It's
Did you go back to work?
Or? Yeah, I did after, I think, I don't know if it was 3 months, 6 months, whatever. I don't remember. Yeah, I did go back to work. And so, just like mothers today, times are tough. Mm-hmm. Babysitters were a little cheaper then. And today, my God, what these people have to pay. So.
Was there any state-funded help?
No. No, because my husband and I both worked, you know, and it put you over a limit of some sort. But I don't remember any. Now I understand WIC or somebody can provide help for you here. But no, there was nothing like that there.
Mm-mm. Were your pregnancies planned? Did you try to get pregnant?
Yeah, we were married 5 years and tried to, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the second one, I suppose, was a surprise, but I could never get pregnant after that.
So when you were trying all that time for those 5 years, you must have thought that you couldn't get pregnant.
Yeah, right. Yeah, all your cousins and aunts and uncles say, well, when are you going to have a baby? When are you going to have a baby? Well, you know. It's one of those things, so. And I ended up with two. My sister ended up with three. So, didn't run much in our family.
My mother had me and then didn't think she could have any more children. So, for 7 years.
Wow.
She didn't have any children and then she had three kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's funny how the body works.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. True. My husband was an only child and definitely did not want to raise an only child. Mm-hmm. So we were very fortunate that we got the second one. Mm-hmm. So, and we were married 31 years before I lost him. So the kids were more or less adults by then. Mm-hmm. So that's my story. I don't remember much of anything else.
I think you did great.
Yeah,
that was wonderful. I'm gonna go ahead.
Did you remember? Because you're saying there's a lot of time after the baby was born that you didn't get to see the baby. Do you remember the first time you actually got to see?
No, I don't. I don't really. It's out of my mind. You know. No.
Can you describe the babies? Did they have hair or?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. And one was 7 pounds and 13 ounces, and the other was 8 something. Those were normal size then. I don't know what they are now. Small now, I think.
No, I think that's normal. Yeah.
So, but, no.
Did you have, was it just you and your husband at home, or did you have family living with you?
No, just me and my husband.
How was he with the babies?
Oh, he was thrilled because being an only child, you know, he was thrilled and took responsibility, you know, and changed diapers and fed him and so forth. So, yeah, no problem there at all.
And he lived in this home with you too?
We moved back here in 57. So, and this is the only house that we've lived in since. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we're good. So, at the beginning, I was supposed to introduce myself and you, and so I'm going to do it now. So, it might seem a little funny, but I'm going to go ahead. Did I do it at the beginning or did I forget? Yeah. So, this is Forrest Elise and Ashley Zukowski interviewing Elaine
Potter
on June 20th, 2015. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
I refer to myself of, if somebody can't remember my name, I say I'm Harry Potter's grandma. And they remember that. You know, they don't remember Potter, but they remember Harry Potter.